There was one glimmer of good news about housing this week. Nationally, sales of existing homes picked up for the first time since July. That surprised most economists and gave many new hope that we may be seeing the bottom of the real estate slump. Now, before going any further, let's all repeat the old housing axiom, all real estate is local.
All real estate is local.
And with that in mind, here's a story from NPR's Ted Robbins, who toured some houses with real estate agents in Tucson, Arizona, where sales are up by double digits.
Ken Hodak likes a loft in one of the bedrooms.
It gives it all kinds of extra space and kind of a neat little niche for the children.
Sandra Beecher hates the location.
My big downside is this house has no view, and that is really important for people. Everybody moving out of state, the number one item they list on the sheet I give them is view.
These real estate agents are part of a group touring homes for sale in the Tucson suburb of Marana. It's a way of networking and a way of giving feedback to the agent who has the listing, in this case, Kathy Whalen. At the $500,000 asking price, the sellers of this house will probably just break even after owning it for 4 years. The comments from other agents will help Whalen explain that to her clients.
It helps us in talking with our sellers, and sometimes they can't grasp the whole reality of the market.
The reality is that it's a buyer's market. And in southern Arizona, buyers know it. Sale prices are down, but existing home sales were up last month nearly 20% from January, though they're still down from a year ago. Kathy Whalen says buyers are returning, but they're being really picky.
Everybody's looking for a deal, and everybody thinks that there's a better deal. So, yeah, this is a great deal, but I think there's probably a better one down the street next week.
In fact, down the street, there is a better deal. Whalen has a house listed for less than what the owners paid. They defaulted on their mortgage, and the bank decided to get what it could out of the property instead of foreclosing.
They're saying, we'll take $300,000, even though the actual payoff is in the $370,000s. It's worth it to us to sell that house and not have it on a foreclosure inventory.
Still, Whalen says she's had three contracts on the property fall through because buyers found something else they liked better. Other markets in the West, Phoenix, Las Vegas, parts of California, were far more overheated in the boom years than Tucson, and they are suffering more in the downturn. But even those areas are seeing more sales than last month.
It's really light. Look how easy this knife goes through there.
After the tour, the agents meet back at the office for a monthly potluck lunch. Given the last few years, you might expect them to be glum, but they're not. They see more activity in the market now than they have for many months. Branch manager Rodney Lewis says two factors are bringing home buyers back to the market. Historically low interest rates, around 6% for a 30-year loan, and higher limits on government-backed mortgages, which makes banks more likely to lend. Still, Lewis isn't ready to call the housing slump over.
I don't think you know when the market's bottomed out in any market until you're on the other side of it and the upswing is starting. I think 1 month is too soon to tell, but it does give you a glimpse as to what the future may bring to you.
Spring is typically the time of year when sales pick up, so it really is unclear if this is a blip or a trend. It'll take at least 2 or 3 more months of increasing sales before realtors here breathe easier. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.